All right, next patient is going to be Kenneth Siebert, K-E-N-N-E-T-H-S-E-I-B-E-R-T. Patient's date of birth is 7/14/1955. Kenneth lives with his wife Elizabeth of 4 years. Patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient currently is in his fourth benefit period, extending from 3/28/2026 to 5/26/2026 period. Mr. Siebert, S-E-I-B-E-R-T, is currently on hospice with history of CVA, left-sided weakness, anxiety, and hypertension. He has had... He used to be in a moving trucking company. He's originally from Houston. He never was a heavy smoker or drinker in the past, period. He has oxygen available to him that he wears from time to time. His O2 sat runs around 92% with a blood pressure of 130/60, pulse of 82, period. Patient CVA has caused quite a weakness. His PPS has now dropped to 30%. He's eating less. He's totally bedbound. Bowel and bladder incontinence. The protein, calorie, malnutrition, and weight loss has caused the MAC of 25 centimeter. He has bouts of aspiration, confusion. The swelling in the legs is most likely related to his protein, calorie, malnutrition as well. Period. He's now developing left-sided contracture in the lower extremity related to stroke, having difficulty with swallowing, and has symptoms of aspiration, period. It was recommended to elevate the legs as much as possible to help with the symptoms of edema, which is, again, most likely related to a patient's protein, calorie, malnutrition. Period. Overall prognosis remains poor. Patient's case was discussed with wife Elizabeth and recommended to use his oxygen at all times. To use his oxygen at all times, given natural progression of his disease, he most likely had less than 6 months to live and continue to remain hospice appropriate. Make sure I said MAC is 25 centimeter, PPS is at 30%. And let me see if I want to add anything else. I don't think so.